Hey, kids, I've got a great story to tell.
Oh, Jim, could we help you tell it?
Oh, could we help you tell it, Jim?
Yeah, I want to help, too.
Why, sure, the whole gang can help.
Okay, Jim, what's going to be my part?
Well, the two main characters are men as John and Zebedee.
Oh, boy, who could I be?
Well, you can be John. How's that?
Oh, that's good.
Hey, Jim, could I be Zebedee?
Okay, that's an interesting name, isn't it,
Allie? Oh, I love that sound. Zebedee.
All right, Allie, you're Zebedee, and Susie, you're John.
Okay. Oh, I like playing these men's parts.
And what about me?
Well, Muffin, you can play the part of one of the children.
Okay.
I don't want a part.
All right, Grumpy, you just sit and watch then. Let's open our storybook to page one of The House on the Rock. By a river long ago in far-off Galilee, two men set out to build new homes. John.
That's me.
And Zebedee.
And that's me.
They chanced to meet along the road, their donkeys small beneath their load.
Greetings, friend. Where are you bound?
Says John to Zebedee, who frowned.
I hope I get there first. That sandy place is just for me. Oh, I guess I'll look along this side, right where the river spreads out wide. I'll find some sand to build upon, a day or two, and I'll have it done. And are you going over yon?
Asked Zebedee of his friend John.
Yes, there's a hilltop spot I found with bright red flowers all around. From way up high, there's quite a view, and solid rock to fasten to.
Each takes his donkey and supplies and starts to work neath fair blue skies. With river gurgling in between, the gentlest stream you've ever seen.
That's the gentlest stream I've ever seen.
Look, Zeb is done in 2 days flat.
No foundation. He just skipped that.
He doesn't think what might go wrong. Now hear him sing his carefree song.
Oh, Tweedledum, oh, Tweedledee, no work, just fun for Zebedee. Get by as easy as I can, that's why I choose to build on sand. Oh, I'm the man who builds on sand, yes, builds on sand, yes, builds on sand. Oh, I'm the man who builds on sand, come along and sing with me.
For many days beneath the sun, John's family works to get theirs done.
Boy, this sure is hard work.
Foundations first, and then the blocks, with songs that ring across the rocks.
Hear our songs ringing across the rocks?
To celebrate when work is done, they join their neighbors for some fun.
Yay! Oh, what fun we're having!
Yay! Oh, we're having a good time!
A feast, some songs, some games for all. But say, those clouds look like a squall.
Looks like there's gonna be a storm.
Lightning zigzags across the sky. The angry clouds come roaring by. Thunder crashes. The rains begin. Great gusts of rain pushed by the winds. John's family runs for home pell-mell.
Well, we gotta get home. Let's run pell-mell.
Zeb's family, frightened, starts to yell.
Oh, what shall we do? What shall we do?
Look, Pa, the river's rising too.
Oh, oh.
They scramble to the second floor, but still the water rises more and slowly swings the house about.
Oh, this house
way,
is
that way. There's no doubt they need to clutch at some loose log and hold on tight, all four and dog.
Ruff, ruff.
John's house shakes some and slightly sways, but on the rock it stoutly stays. He suddenly sees his neighbor's plight.
Oh, our neighbor's got a plight!
He rushes down from his safe height and pulls Zeb's family on their log, straight into shore, all four with dog.
Ruff, ruff.
Now warm and snug, they all look out upon the flood and roundabout. Of Zeb's new house, there's not a trace.
There's not a trace of my new house.
Just water now where was his place. He shakes his head, does Zebedee.
Why did I act so foolishly? To think a house could stand if built on nothing more than sand.
A brilliant sun comes bursting through and makes a rainbow.
What a view!
The bright red flowers merrily lift up their lovely heads to see, and the river settles back to its old, familiar track. And that's the story of The House on the Rock.
Jim, how come the Lord put that story in the Bible?
Well, God put that story in the Bible to teach us that we should build our lives on Christ Jesus and not on the things of the world. Did you know that Jesus is called the Rock of Ages? And we can read about this story that we've told you today in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And I hope that all the boys and girls that are listening to us today have asked Jesus to come into their heart. If you haven't, why not right now? Bow your head with me and ask Jesus to come into your heart so that you can build your life on a firm foundation, Christ Jesus. And when the troubles of life come, you'll not be cast away like the foolish man who builds his house on the sand and on the things of the world. So right now, everyone fold your hands and bow your heads and close your eyes. Let's pray together. Dear God, I ask you to forgive me of all my sin and to come into my heart and be my Savior. I accept Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior. Help me to read my Bible and pray every day and to be good. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen. And now I want you to live for Jesus every single day. Well, Susie, it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
And this is Allie saying goodbye, everybody. It's been fun being with you.
And this is Muffin. Goodbye.
And me too.
So this is Jim.
And this is Tammy.
Saying
goodbye. Bye.